This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, December 16th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And the awakening has begun. The second American Revolution is going worldwide, 2.0. We're going to lay it all out. But first, let's take a look at the impeachment about to pass out of the House and go into the trial in the Senate.
If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power.
Well, McConnell plan to acquit Trump at trial. They're not just going to have a 51 vote up or down, which the Senate could do to fully reject the indictment that is set to be passed out of the House illegally. They've done the whole thing illegally according to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Robert's Rules, common sense. It's been a huge abuse of power. Textbook, they should all be impeached. There actually are procedures to impeach members of the House, but the Democrats have a majority. They're not going to impeach themselves. So we're seeing real tyranny on parade. Will voters reject this? Yes.
The case is so darn weak coming over from the House. We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office. My hope is that there won't be a single Republican who votes for either of these articles of impeachment. And, Sean, it wouldn't surprise me if we got one or two Democrats. It looks to me over in the House, the Republicans seem to be solid and the Democrats seem to be divided.
The problem is Democrats are going for broke.
Leader McConnell is basically sending a signal. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to Schumer.
Today, New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski got some boos when he told constituents in his district he plans to vote for impeachment.
I believe that on the two counts of impeachment that have been put before us, that the vote should be yes, and I will be voting yes.
And you've got a half dozen Republicans in the Senate up in 2020 who may not want to be put in that position.
So they tried, well, everything. Smearing courageous witnesses, including Trump appointees. Attacking the process itself. Obstructing the investigation by withholding relevant testimony and documents. Ridiculous stunts like storming a meeting they were actually invited to.
Engaged in massive election fraud and have people voting in the names of millions of dead citizens. That's all confirmed. Judicial Watch this year got documents in California.
A voter fraud investigation done by the federal government would be the most significant civil rights investigation in a generation. And why is that? Because if there is voter fraud, whether it be a dozen, a few hundred, a few thousand, or as President Trump seems to allege, a few million, those are votes that are stolen from average Americans who are voting lawfully.
And so you can ask yourself, is it good that McConnell is going to allow a full fiasco trial to counter the lies that we've seen in the House? And Trump says if there's a trial, he wants a long one.
I wouldn't mind a long process because I'd like to see the whistleblower who's a fraud. The whistleblower wrote a false report.
And so they have time to call Steele and Strzok and Page and McCabe and Adam Schiff and all the rest of them and put them on the hot seat, something they've been dodging. Well, McConnell says, no, we're going to have a quick trial, but then we've got the votes to acquit the president and say he's completely innocent. Well, that's great.
How we can impact that really is just with 51 votes. The Chief Justice is in the chair. I don't expect the Chief Justice to try to tilt the playing field either way. We'll listen to the opening arguments by the House prosecutors. They will listen to the president's lawyers respond. And then we'll have to make a decision about the way forward.
Now we actually might see something, because if they were going to put it to bed, they'd put it to bed with this IG report. They are not putting it to bed. Trump's demanding action. But I have a gut feeling things have changed now, The globalists had a deal to back off. They haven't backed off. And because of this impeachment, that behind-the-scenes deal of detente is over. We'll be back. Stay with us. The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are live on this Monday, December 16th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. And humanity has awoken. And now the fall of the globalists is assured. The only question is, will they try to take us down with them, and will we let them? There's a reason the globalists are fighting so hard to shut us down. They know the spirit of 1776. The spirit of the Renaissance shines brightly from InfoWars. That spirit of fighting evil is growing stronger, not weaker under attack, because your will is strong. And make no mistake, this is a war of wills. InfoWars' main mission is to expose the globalist blueprint, rally humanity, and stop them dead in their tracks. As modern Paul reveres, it's critical for all Americans to do their part in the animating contest of liberty to expose darkness and promote freedom and a pro-human future everywhere we go. The quickening is here. We are now entering the crossroads, and InfoWars is rising to the challenge. InfoWars and our dedicated, committed crew is fighting harder than ever. We live in the most historical times ever seen in the history of our species. Everyone can see it, they can feel it, they can taste it. But now, it's all going to the next level. Evil is rising, and to challenge it, good is rising as well. The fact that you're awake, the fact that you're involved, the fact that you're engaged, even in the smallest way, is giant. It's massive. It's consciousness. Now, as the year 2020 dawns, we must redouble our efforts like never before in the fight to bring down the deep state and defeat the globalist anti-human system. But the only way our information gets out is when you spread it and when you support it by funding our operations, which are your operations, at InfoWarsStore.com. Is 1776. At the bottom of the hour, Paul Joseph Watson will join us from London, England, where the Conservative Party just routed the leftist in an ultra-massive way. And we see that expanding across the world, that everywhere the globalists are seeing their power structure falter and the people reject their systems. The great second awakening, or the second phase of the Renaissance that began 500 years ago, is here. It is a competing system against the globalist exterminist operation, and it's up to every man, woman, and child out there across this globe to decide which direction we are going to go together. In fact, I hadn't told the crew this. Paul put out a report this morning that's extremely powerful. It's his latest report on this election and all the media trying to deny that the conservatives are going to win and trying to fix the polls just like they did 3 years ago for Hillary Clinton. But still, it didn't work. Didn't convince people to say, oh, well, suddenly the liberals are ahead. I'll vote for them to feel like I'm a winner. The propaganda didn't work. The real poll showed the conservatives 50 to 20 points ahead, and the conservatives won by a whopping 20-plus point lead, meaning they have a majority wide in the parliament. Not seen in a long, long time. Meaning now it's up to Boris Johnson, who was put into power by the populist, by the patriots, by Nigel Farage, who was put into power by our listeners in the UK. Raj has said that openly. This audience of activists put them on the map, and now they put Johnson on the map. And the only reason I point that out is this audience of activists has to know how amazing you are and what you've done. We started having Nigel Farage on like 16, 17, 18 years ago with all these different UKIP candidates on, and he would talk about half the people when they go to their front doors who knew who they were suddenly, UKIP, even though they'd been around a decade before that, had learned about it from InfoWars. Hell, back then, routinely, InfoWars would be in the top 100 websites in the UK. And that's how we've quietly been working behind the scenes, just believing that if we fired out the signal, they would come. And it did happen. So from the UK to Brazil, from Germany to Spain, from countries in Asia, across the board, globalism is being rejected. Globalism is in trouble. And here, even in cooked polls, Trump has gained 5 to 10 to 15 points. Real polls, Trump's 15, 20 points ahead of the Democrats right now. They're in full panic mode. They already knew that and were trying to get him out of office with this impeachment, but it has spectacularly backfired on them, and the public is really awakening. And this weekend, all over the U.S., Joe Biden got confronted repeatedly. The Clintons got confronted repeatedly. Adam Schiff got confronted. Nancy Pelosi got confronted spectacularly, and it's exponential. I felt it. I saw it. I could taste it. I could feel it with what happened when Owen spontaneously stood up in Congress last Monday calling out the hoax, and that, again, like ripples in a pond, triggered others, and we're seeing it build towards a crescendo of human action due to the censorship. They've even had Wall Street Journal articles where they're like, oh, we've got to shut down these anti-vaxxers. We wouldn't let them have their free speech online, so now they're taking over live events. We've got to arrest them. We've got to take their children. The last desperate action of a tyrant is try to arrest their opposition. When the vaccines are tainted, they've been given liability protection by the same dangerous big pharma companies that have caused such great scourges. We're going to break that down at the bottom of the next hour with Zach Voorhees, who's done a lot of research into it. He's going to shoot a big PowerPoint with some research today or tomorrow that we're going to be airing this week as well, really drilling into the facts on vaccines and how it's a corporate delivery system into your body with whatever payloads they want to bring in. And the fact that they're desperately trying to cover up even the inserts that admit they are maiming people in mass. So that's all coming up. And so much more, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary Clinton has a disgusting Joan Rivers-style facelift on her ghoulish face, her ghoulish mug, and the internet's really mocking it. The new glam look sparks meme fest. That's up on InfoWars.com as she again prepares to enter the race. We'll say, well, she's hadn't passed the deadlines. She's going to try to have a brokered convention. That's the plan. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I told you it's the plan, and now they're basically admitting that's the plan. We'll be discussing all of that. But the first big thing we're going to hit today is not the fact that she's gotten all the Botox like monkey face John Kerry, but that the Democrats are trying to cause a civil war in this country, and now Rand Paul is making that point, so we have that clip when we come back. Please don't forget, if you get your order in by this Friday, we can guarantee shipment to anywhere in the United States before Christmas, not just the continental United States. And it's your purchase of the products that fund this operation. Why wouldn't people do their Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com? Great products, fantastic prices, huge variety, and it's funding an operation that stands up for a pro-human future and our children and our current and future liberties. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, giant specials. We have the 12 days of Christmas going on right now with 60% off on things like Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and so much more. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Joe Biden says Boris Johnson's victory portends doom for more leftist Democratic Party. Look what happened. The Labor Party moved so far to the left. That's right. I mean, Joe just wants to confiscate all the semi-auto handguns and rifles. The Democrats to the left of him want to take them all. There is no difference. And Paul Joseph Watson joins us. Next segment from the UK to break all of this down. But what are the establishment entitled embedded bureaucracies that interface and revolving doors with the corrupt corporations of the world, what are they going to do to try to give populists a bloody nose? They're going to import illegal aliens all over the world to different nations and then hype them up to hate the countries they've moved to. They're going to try to pass laws that if you challenge that, you're a thought criminal. But more importantly, they're going to try to plunge economies to get so many people on welfare that they can basically domesticate the population into accepting servitude. And they're going to try to create political theater that's so deceptive and so vicious that it causes not just collapse of economies because of uncertainty, but collapse in the general well-being and social contract and social construct. Senator Rand Paul said impeachment charade could destroy the country. That's a Steve Watson article up on Infowars.com. Democrats don't like Trump and his demeanor, so they have decided to criminalize politics. This is more of what the senator had to say.
You have said you do not think there will be any Republican support for removing President Trump in a Senate trial. You will, of course, be a juror in that trial. So are you still keeping an open mind about this, or have you already decided you will acquit the president?
You know, we've seen the evidence. We're going to hear the evidence repeated, but we're not going to see any new evidence. So I think all of America has seen this. What we've found is this is a very partisan exercise. There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also. So I think what we've seen is it's just a very partisan thing. This is a disagreement. People on the Democrat side don't like President Trump. They don't like his demeanor. And so they decided to sort of criminalize politics. But I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a good day for the country. I think it's a sad day because I hope it doesn't devolve into that every president, like in different parts of Latin America, we either impeach or throw presidents into jail just because we don't like their politics. Mm-hmm. I think that will really dumb down and destroy the country.
And that's the whole plan, is to dumb it down and destroy the country and destroy due process. But I've really never seen such an awakening. If you thought Epstein's murder, assassination, and attempted cover-up angered the public and solidified the fact that they don't believe a word they're told by the establishment, watching Trump be persecuted for supposedly going after corruption has really gotten every blue-collar, yellow-dog, working-class person that I know, or that anybody else I know that knows, to say, that's it, we're done. Because you watch them salivate over nothing burgers while everybody knows they've committed all these massive crimes. And then the last straw was dressing up in red, white, and blue brooches and ties and lapel pins and saying, rule of law, nobody's above the law. Trump is hurting America. Trump hates America. He's not doing the best interest of America. Well, Democrat constituents are like, wait a minute. You're the ones that told me America sucked and America was never great. and it was never going to be great. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. You want me to buy into that and tell me I'll have a better world if I do, but now you're telling me Trump hates America, and there's just a total rejection of it. I mean, look, the Republicans always wear red, white, and blue rep ties. I do as well when I can get one around my neck. But Democrats never do. Suddenly, they're all wearing them up there because, again, Pelosi's like, we have to do this for the Constitution. I don't want to put America through the pain of this, but we've got to do it. It's so ridiculously transparent. It's like watching Leave It to Beaver. For older folks that have seen that, younger people may not have ever seen Leave It to Beaver. When Eddie Haskell shows up to the House to talk to Mrs. Cleaver or Mr. Cleaver, everybody already starts laughing. There's already a laugh track because you know he's going to say something slimy and deceptive and manipulative before he opens his mouth, and he never disappoints. And now everyone sees Democrats as far worse than Eddie Haskell. And people aren't laughing when they see them now. They're cringing. And they're realizing that, hey, that's the enemy. That's the problem. So I haven't wanted to be too optimistic. And I've wanted to say the president's in danger. And I've wanted to say that we're not completely winning. And I've wanted to say they're going to have some tricks up their sleeves during the Senate trial and have a bunch of new allegations come out. And that's all going to happen. But it doesn't matter. Because they have really screwed the pooch. Now, that's if you look at currently what's on the table. If I was them, I'd be pulling false flags right now. I wouldn't morally do that myself. But if I was them, I'd be pulling false flags right now. And I would be blaming my opposition. So how would you demonize Trump? How would you demonize America? How would you demonize the liberty movement? And that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to plunge the economy. They're going to try to cause a race war. They're going to try to create more division. How would you do that? And then you got the answer of what they're trying to pull off right now. Here's the problem. They don't have control of the federal agencies. Trump may not have full control, but they don't either. So their own people are scared, as evidenced in the emails and text messages that have come out even 3 years ago. They're like, hey, this is illegal. We get caught. I know we're getting orders to do this, but damn, Trump's done nothing wrong. I mean, I hate the guy, but he's done nothing wrong. See, now they don't have a third the power they had. And every day Trump stays in office, they're in deeper and deeper waters. So that's good news, except for this. When you finally get the head boss nailed down and cornered, and that's what's happening right now, they've got tricks up their sleeves. And they are threatening all their minions right now that if you don't do this, we're going to release this dirt on you. And if you don't do that, we're going to kill your daughter or your son. Right now, the threats are flowing like Niagara Falls. And so if everybody sits here as happy as pigs and you know what, we're going to get sucker punched by a big left upper hook. But if we get really frosty right now, watch our six and press the attack to destabilize them and go out and confront them in public everywhere, legally and lawfully, but very aggressively, right up to the edge of the law. Civil disobedience is now needed. This is your chance to fight for America. If you, the audience, become the activist, which you already are, just got chills, it's over. And it's already happening. I've got all those clips coming up. Oh, you can feel the spirit rising like never before. It's happening. God, the battle is now joined. This is it. This is it. We'll be back to Paul Watson from the UK. Another huge victory there. Stay with us.
The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a hunch it's going extremely well, and I've got a hunch that all the experts elsewhere may just have got it wrong.
The 31st of January.
And there we are. That is an absolutely extraordinary result.
This is terrible, isn't it? And it's a total rejection of your politics, of your style of politics in the Labour Party and everything that you've done with the Corbyn Project.
Well,
It would seem that way.
I suppose it's a catastrophic result for the country and for everything that the Labour Party exists to fight for, the people it was founded to champion, to represent. And I'm so sorry the people watching this are full of dismay and horror and who are scared.
Disbelief at first.
Jeremy Corbyn. We won the argument.
Sure, Dan.
You had the worst result for Labour in 85 years.
Yeah, you really won the argument.
Greatest defeat for Labour since 1935. Jeremy Corbyn. We won! Jeremy Corbyn. We won.
Bruh.
We won the argument, but I regret we didn't convert that into balls into the goal. The operation was a complete success. I'm delighted with the results. The patient, however, is dead. I nearly ran the country, you know.
Of course you did. Let's get you ready for bed.
You want to know why Labour lost? Because the left has abandoned the core principle of what they once represented, the interests of the working class. They won a single seat in a wealthy area of London and lost dozens in the poorest parts of the UK, the areas devastated by mass immigration and deindustrialisation. When the new face of Labour sounds like this,
and to see working class people caring about Boris Johnson, they're shooting themselves in the face. It's disgusting. Working class people, they're disgusting.
Posh, plummy, condescending.
Globalists are in panic mode. Despite everything they're throwing at humanity, nationalists and populists are getting elected. And of course, those nationalist movements are infiltrated with globalists. But it doesn't matter. At least they're having to act like they're patriots to get elected. And then it's only a process of removing the globalists who are able to get in by lying to the people. And most of the time, the people actually getting in the case of Trump or the case of the leader in Brazil and other areas, are actually patriots, and so it's just their minions that we have to then discover and remove. But the process of our ideals becoming the dominant governing ethos and force is happening. Now, does that mean we're not facing record suicide and fentanyl flooding in and depression and screen sickness and GMO and toxic waste dumping and the leftist scourge? Absolutely. But if you expose globalism as an evil anti-corporate world government force, using socialism and leftist policies to domesticate and control, if you expose that it's what's running all of this, and the Agenda 21 and the Agenda 30, which are all real UN global plans, then it's over for them. And notice, we're not having the New York Times say globalism doesn't exist or Agenda 2030 doesn't exist. Now they're just saying, oh, it's bad to oppose it. Well, people remember that the supposedly none of this existed. So now we're beginning to have a real debate on globalism. Do we want unelected foreign megabanks allied with authoritarians like communist China and orthodox radical Islam? Malignant Islam is the proper name. That's what it is. It spreads like cancer and takes over. You must submit to it or die. And allied with the most degenerate forces on planet Earth, Hollywood, that have diplomatic immunity, pay no taxes, are above the law, have giant 500-foot yachts, huge jets, turbocopters, hundreds of mistresses. Their favorite pastime seems to be Aleister Crowley rituals. We're going to let these people run our lives? Leonardo DiCaprio? Dozens of private jet trips a month lecturing us that we can't have a vacation? It's about power and control, and the planet is rejecting it. But they're going to strike back. So I wanted to get Paul Watson on from the UK. I really appreciate him joining us. Paul, Joe Biden said that Boris Johnson's victory portends doom for more leftist Democrat Party. I actually agree with what Joe Biden said there. How big is this? Because I know you don't brag about it, but you know you're in the inner workings of the Brexit Party and UKIP and you know Farage well, and you've been in those meetings when this is all being quarterbacked. I mean, it really is Farage that's behind Boris Johnson. This has really got to scare the globalists that the guy they kept way out in the hinterlands for so long is now the power behind the throne with nationalist parties taking over Europe at every election. This is amazing time, Paul Watson.
Well, exactly. And I agree. Joe Biden's right, because what happened, Alex, 3.5 years ago, We voted for Brexit. We voted to leave the European Union here in the UK. A third of Labour voters, for people who don't know, the Labour Party is a left-wing party here in the UK, which just lost, which just got absolutely creamed in the election. But a third of those Labour voters voted to leave the European Union. Many of those voters reside in working-class northern towns in England. They're outside of the London Remainer elitist middle-class bubble. So a third of them from the Labour Party voted to leave. Then for the next 3.5 years, leftists demonized and insulted those people, called them uneducated, stupid, racist bigots whose vote shouldn't have counted. And then it comes to 2019 with this election, and they ask them to vote for Labour again. Is it a big surprise that the very people you demonized and insulted and basically devalued, denigrated their very right to vote, you know, by dismissing them as all, oh, they're old anyway, they're going to die soon, they don't represent, they don't have a stake in the country. Those very people were demonized, denigrated for the past 3.5 years. And then they act all surprised at what happened. And what happened, Alex, is that some of these northern towns, these working class towns that have been represented by the Labour Party for 60, 70 years plus, they've been Labour for that long, suddenly switched in the election, and now in some cases have huge Conservative majorities because, again, they felt completely abandoned over Brexit, lectured, taunted, insulted, demonised. That's why they voted for the Conservative Party. So it was absolutely no surprise to me that this is what happened in the election. And it comes down to this also being one of the major points. Someone tweeted yesterday, tweets from Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, and Boris Johnson, the Conservative leader, on the morning of the election, pointing out that Corbyn, the Labour Party tweet, got 156,000 likes. The Conservative Party tweet got 12,500 likes. And their message on this tweet was, can someone explain how support for Labour is so overwhelming, yet we have a huge Tory majority when it comes to the election? Well, it's because you created this massive echo chamber on Twitter, on social media, by banning people, by forcing self-censorship of alternative opinions. So don't be surprised when reality doesn't reflect your social media bubble. They thought that just calling people racists and bigots on Twitter and social media, publicly humiliating them, getting them fired from jobs, you know, going in and actually breaking up families, people losing relations with family members, that that would bully them, intimidate them into voting left, into voting for the Labour Party. It didn't. It completely failed because Twitter is not the world. Facebook is not the world. Reality does not reflect your social media bubble.
Oh, wow. Paul Watson, always on fire. All our guests are on fire, but he's particularly on fire. When we come back from the front lines of the Global Awakening, we'll get his expert take on what's coming next. Very exciting time to be alive. But listen, the enemy's going to throw a counterpunch. The empire will strike back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is our guest, and I've got that Twitter he just talked about. Can someone effing explain this? How the support for labor is overwhelming, and yet exit polls predict a huge Tory victory. Smells like a fixed election. That's what Dr. Lesbian Fan ACC says. And that's what they're now saying, that if Trump doesn't get removed in the Senate, it's rigged. There's no evidence. He's done nothing wrong. And Google and Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, were popular when they were somewhat free. They were still rigged towards the left. But now that it's out in the open, people have exited the other platforms, or they're sarcastic, or they don't say what they really think, just like polls for Trump showing, you know, he's as popular as Obama. No, he's way popular because people know he's anti-establishment. And by having him persecuted for going after Ukrainian Democrat corruption, now people see Trump as truly the anti-establishment guy. Now, he's an outsider trying to become the establishment, and he doesn't mince words. He wants to make it open, free government for the people, powerful military, a successful nation, that dominates through its shrewd business dealings. People like that. They like the straight shooting of that. Trump's not ashamed of America. He's not ashamed of American power. But American power, back when it was about our freedom and our innovation and our lack of red tape, getting back to what made us great. Paul, I know you want to get into some of the big censorship events, and Pootie Pie is the biggest thing in the world. A lot of adults don't know who he is. A lot of older folks don't, but he is, you know, the king daddy out there with 100 billion views on YouTube alone. But continuing here on how big this alignment is, this realignment, this awakening we're seeing globally, what's happening with the impeachment, where you see that going, and how you think they'll strike back.
Well, the other aspect to come out of this UK election is the youth vote. Now, if you look at a map of the UK in terms of red and blue as to how people voted, if you look at it overall, it's almost entirely blue with little tiny pockets of red in London and some of the other big cities, which of course is why they want to change the whole election system, because they want the cities to dominate the entire country, because that's how they rig it, that's how they win. But if you look at the 18 to 24-year-olds, how they voted, it's almost entirely a sea of red. And this is why, back in the late 90s in the UK, not only did Tony Blair open up the borders to create a giant new voting bloc to come in over the next generation, which is what happened, which is now why people on the left are saying, oh, just be patient, we'll win it with the demographics, we'll win it with the mass immigration. Again, anyone on the right who talks about that is a white supremacist and talking about the great replacement. But if you talk about it in a positive way and you're on the left, then it's perfectly acceptable. But there's a sea of red for 18 to 24-year-olds, and this is the problem. Because Tony Blair basically set into policy this goal of having 50% of people go to university. Now, he's doing that because universities, even more so in the UK than the US in many places, are literal Marxist brainwashing camps. Now, some people would say those 18 to 24-year-olds are going to grow up, they're going to become property owners, they're going to have more wealth, they're naturally going to become more conservative. But that's not the case if they've been in the Marxist brainwashing camps, because that social engineering lasts forever. And that's what we see in many of the pro-EU demonstrations in London, the Extinction Rebellion demonstrations in London.
Paul, let me just interrupt you for TV viewers. For TV viewers, the map, it's the opposite in the UK. The liberals are red, the conservatives are blue, so we've got that map there. And literally, it's the city centers. And the left openly says it's about demographics. Whites are bad. Bring in foreigners. Vote out those that are actually from the UK. Well, the classically liberal UK folks, from what I've seen, that were openly for having folks come in that wanted to join the country and, you know, thought the UK was great from the old days when it was an empire. People from India, people from all over came to the UK because they aspired to be part of that. Well, that old system of the open red carpet has been used now against the country, and so people have woken up to it, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But the reason why they want free education, free university tuition, is to create this voting block of people who've been brainwashed, and then the brainwashing continues into later years, which is why you get older people at the pro-EU demonstrations and at things like Extinction Rebellion. Now, not everybody is supposed to go to university, and I know dozens and dozens of people, and this is similar in the US, of course, people come out of college with mountains of debt, but they also come out of college with worthless degrees and can't even get jobs when they would have been better off starting their own businesses and even doing some of those, you know, lower sector jobs that they then need to bring in the immigrants to do. So it ties into immigration, but it also ties into trying to get as many people in these Marxist brainwashing camps as possible by creating, quote, free college tuition, which, of course, is never free. Somebody has to pay for it at the end of the day.
And the UN literally sets up re-education camps in the third world, moves them up to the European border. They're in re-education camps for months again, then brings them into literal re-education camps inside the country, and then releases them as political soldiers. So when you call the university re-education camps, that's actually what they're calling them.
Precisely, yeah. And you see the kind of snarling, aggressive demons that emerge out of that culture. And those are the same people who've been lecturing Labour Leave voters for the past 3.5 years that they're racist bigots, that they're horrible, that they're destroying the country, that they're going to kill millions of people. So they haven't learned the lesson, Alex. They haven't learned the lesson of Brexit. They haven't learned the lesson of Hillary Clinton calling millions of Trump voters racist deplorables. They still don't get it, which is a good thing. And we saw it not for us if we want to win elections. And we saw this in the build-up. You saw the kind of people who were being platformed on the BBC, on ITV, on these mainstream news stations were the people like Ash Sarkar, Owen Jones, Aaron Bastani, and others who had big, vocal, noisy minority Twitter presences. And these people are far, far left. They're basically radical communists being given a platform to go on the BBC literally every day and talk trash about this third of Labour voters who do not resonate with that kind of message because they are, at their heart, patriots. They're pro-British.
Well, remember, the UK was like 90% didn't want a new war because you'd lost millions in World War One. But when Hitler decided to bomb civilian targets, it went 99% for war. So they thought intimidating the actual indigenous population of the UK would make them roll over. All it did was wake them up.
Yeah, and that's what's happened in this election. But at its core, you had a Labour Party, and this is not a cliche, they hate their own country. It's all about identity politics. It's all about injecting colonization studies into everything. The leader of the Labour Party is literally a terrorist sympathizer that appears on a platform with ISIS sympathizers. He's pro-IRA. That was rejected vehemently. And it's going to take them 10 years to try to get this back. But again, they're going to try to do it through...
Well, that was my next question. Stay there, Paul.
Mass immigration.
Do at least one more segment with us. I want to see what comes next. How do they repair themselves after this? And will they just get more shrill, more aggressive? I predict they will. Stay right there. And by the way, I did accurately predict years ago, 4 years ago when Brexit passed, I said they're going to try to stall it. They're going to call everybody racist. They're going to demonize everyone and hold it back. That's going to cause an even bigger takeover by populist nationalists. And now if Boris Johnson and others deliver, it's going to be solidifying for 50 years, a restart for the UK and so much more. This is very exciting. And then all foreigners coming in won't be bad because they won't be being brainwashed against the country. Because, again, obviously we're not having kids in the West, so we need to bring people in. We need to bring good people in that want to be here and that want to assimilate and bring their unique culture to create a true diversity, not a globalist, Marxist, leftist cult brainwashing everyone for total control. We're going to start the next hour. Don't forget, Paul has an excellent site that he runs with a lot of exclusive news, summit.news, summit.news, and bookmark that and share it. And then remember, it's a real act of rebellion against the globalists to spread the word about newswars.com, infowars.com, and, of course, band.video. And through Friday, if your order comes in by Friday, guaranteed ship anywhere in the U.S. before Christmas, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's the 12 days of Christmas I haven't even told you about today. We're already into what? We're already into, like, day 7. We got Super Blue toothpaste, 50% off, Brain Force, 60% off, Knockout, 60% off, Body, 60% off, Ultra 12, 60% off, Selenium, 60% off, all apparel. That was yesterday. 25 to 50% off. That's huge. Turbo Force. Today's Turbo Force Day. Turbo Force Day. 60% off. Never had it at that. That is a bestseller. You want good, clean, focused 10-hour energy. That's it. Turbo Force is the 8th day. Infowarsstore.com. That's how you fund the rebellion. And are we not delivering? My Lord, is Infowars not delivering?
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.